They call themselves the Bad Batch.
Session's back again, boy. My heart and blood all ran, boy. Clone Wars ain't enough, boy. So you're asking when, boy. Recapping every week, boy. Bad Batch is on your screen, boy. Made that Disney Plus debut. Made that back on Hot Brew. It's the Bad Batch.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the galaxy, and welcome to Star Wars Sessions, the Bad Batch Recap. My name is Matt Hudson, aka Jabba the Hutt, and joining me as ever here in the cockpit of the Essex Falcon, he's the greatest Star Wars man, fan, and buddy out there, and he's got great hair. It's Master Blywalker, Luke Bly. How are you, my friend?
Oi, oi, it's Savaloy. Happy Friday, happy Bad Batch Day. Do you know what? I say it almost every week. I do like waking up and thinking there's new Star Wars content, mate. So
it's filthy, yeah, isn't it, on a Friday?
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you? How are you? You all right?
Yes, I'm all right, mate. Yes. Finished work, come straight home, whacked the batch on, which is, nice. Which is, again, most people come home on a Friday and think, oh, I'm going to go out for a few beers or I'll take the significant other out for a meal. No, I'm coming home, I'm putting the batch on, and I'm talking to Blylo Red about it, mate. So, yes, other than that, I'm doing very well. I always look forward to doing this with yourself, mate. So, shall we batch it up?
Yeah, let's batch it up. It goes without saying, every week we say it's a spoilerific show. Spoilers. So you've had your warning, but we're going to dive into it. Mayboy,
yep.
Top level, what are we thinking about this episode, mate?
Episode 13, Infested. Top level. Top level. I had a good time with this episode. Top level, I liked this episode. It felt like a story that revolved around the Bad Batch. I know it had very much, it was very much about Seed and the gangsters as well, but the batch felt vital to the story again. So
yeah,
I had a good time with this one. Is this where you're going to tell me you hated it?
No, I didn't hate it. I actually, for the most part, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
For the most part, I enjoyed it. Again, it's my one criticism is that sometimes it just feels a little bit slow.
Yep, that's fair enough.
And today I felt like that. I felt like, I was trying to think to myself, right, while I was watching, I was like, did anyone say anything in the last, like, minute? Or did I miss that? Did it go over my head? Do you know what I mean? But I have that with a lot of things. That is just how my head will work, because I'll see something that will remind me of something, then my head will go down kind of like a memory lane, and I'll get sidetracked. But, I did get a bit of that today, admittedly, mm-hmm. But overall I actually did enjoy this. There's a bit of development. Loved seeing the Pike Syndicate, the bad boy Pikes. There we go. A cheeky Bly pun. I thought it was pretty decent. So go on, matey boy, why did you have so much fun with this episode then, mate?
For part of the reasons you said, seeing the Pikes was great, and the Pikes felt threatening, I thought, in this episode. They generally felt like a gap, because they made it very clear that you don't want to mess with the Pikes in this episode. Sid was saying, look, you do not want to get on their bad side. And I thought the Pikes were made to be really threatening. Like the way they spoke, the way their whole demeanour, like, yeah, we do not, this is not a negotiation. I can't do the voice, of course, but
yeah.
The Batch weren't going to stand down, but Sid was just like, guys, you have got to stop this. You cannot beat these people, because if you do, they'll come after you in greater numbers. So I liked the whole gangster aspect with Roland as well, staff name at Roland. I can't remember the species, hand my card in, but the horned species.
Yeah, Devorian?
Devoronian.
Devoronian, that's it.
Yes, Blylo. Devoronian, yeah. I liked him. I thought he was cool. But I just like the fact that we saw the batch, doing something cool. I know that sounds really flippant and blasé, but they were tasked to go and get the spice. Yep.
Oh.
And then it didn't quite work.
I loved,
and
they had, I loved how many times did they say the word spice in this
Sid
episode?
Sid at one point shouts, "Not the spice!" And I laughed my head off.
That impression.
And there's a couple of moments where I thought, and Roland said something like, "The spice is gone!" And I thought, well, you know, sessions will never end, but what a way to end if that was it, with someone just shouting, "The spice is gone." But
I know.
There was a lot of spice in this. But yeah, the Batch having to use their loaf a little bit here, and Omega obviously doing what she does best and being the brains of the operation, tick, 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 aside. So, I don't know, and I like the atmosphere when they were in the mines, or like the tunnels under Ord Mantell. There's a few moments that did feel like the Mines of Moria. When Wrecker drops his torch, it's a bit like the Fall of a Took moment in the Fellowship of the Ring. Because they can't awaken the hive. We don't know what the hive is, but we find out later on, obviously. And then later on, when they go to retrieve the spice, it just had a really cool, kind of like creepy atmosphere to it. And the pikes in the background sort of looming over helped to that. So
I love that, mate.
It was a good atmospheric episode, mate. And again, I haven't seen any reviews, so I don't know if people are saying this is good or bad, but I thought it was okay.
Yeah, do you know what? That bit in the mine and stuff, that was a bit creepy. And just the use of light in that, I thought was really, really well done. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. Just echoing what you said about the pikes, honestly.
Okay.
With this episode, you do feel like, oh, this could be, I don't know where it's going to go. And obviously, we see the title for the episode. And you think, how's that going to play into it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, where is there going to be like these weird bugs and stuff? And obviously that's actually kind of what happens. These like flying creatures. I thought they could have been a wee bit more menacing. There was one point where I think that all these like little creatures are flying up from the cave. Right.
Yeah.
And Wrecker at one point when they're going up, is just like blasting them. I was like, have they attacked you, or are they
this green going everywhere?
Are they just flying around you? Yeah, he's like
they
going
bang,
bang, bang, bang. So anyway, I started shooting.
they might just be scared and protecting their, or they might have been coming to say hello.
Yeah, maybe. And that's the thing. But that, you know, they're not the good batch, are they? So
well, that's it. They're called the Bad Batch. So you wouldn't expect anything else from them, would you? That's a good point. Actually, I hadn't actually thought about that. We're just told by Sid that the flying beasts, which were later called Urlings, the nocturnal Urlings, we were told that they were naughty beasts, but they might have just been protecting their home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just seemed a bit like they didn't actually attack anyone, I don't think. There wasn't like usually you'd see one like, I don't know, like cling to Wrecker's face or something, or Sid. You know, they're trying to like eat Sid's like left ear off or her hand. No, imagine that. Imagine if like Sid's arm just got bit off. I'd be like, wow, these guys aren't nice people.
I was waiting for something like that to happen. The closest we got was Roland got some of his horn cut off.
Yeah, but that was obviously by one of the pikes, wasn't it?
Pike. Yeah, it wasn't by an Urling.
I thought that was pretty cool. But again, it would have hurt though, wouldn't it? He didn't really act like it hurt.
He just kind of, he acted like me when I stubbed my toe. Ah! And that was it. I think it would have been more impactful that moment if it had been Sid. Not that I want Sid to become like mutated, but had they like locked Sid's hand up or something and said, you know, like, try that again. We'll take the other one.
I think we should start a Twitter campaign, like #chop Sid's arm limbs. Off or something.
Lose Sid's limbs.
Lose Sid. What should we go for? I'll tweet it right now. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Chop. Is it Sid SID or SID?
CID.
Is it really? Chop.
It's a space spelling, don't forget.
Chop! Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Chop Sid's arm off.
Or limb
off.
Everyone who's not listening to this will think, "What on earth is what's all this about?" But I would have. You know, I think it would have been more impactful for the moment. But again, it's also a 6+ show, so they can only do so much.
Yeah, but these kids need to be taught, mate.
That's me. Let's say they need to be taught that if you misbehave, lop off your limbs.
Right, I'm doing #chop Sid's arm off happen. Right, tweet.
We'll get that t-shirt made as well about that.
We'll get I like that. There, but, that's probably the best tweet we've done this year.
This year. Since our origin, since our formation, I think.
Yeah, true, true.
Sid calls Omega Tiny throughout, which I think is quite sweet.
Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute. She's said that before, hasn't she?
I think so, yeah. But she said it. She calls Tech Goggles, and she calls Omega Tiny. I can't remember what she calls the other lads, but... I don't think she calls Echo anything. I think she just ignores the fact that he's there.
To be fair, it's like Echo isn't in this show sometimes.
I know.
He doesn't. Have you really noticed that?
That's what I mean. This is what I've just. It's just dawned on me. It's like, well, other than that, her awfully funny joke where I'm Echo, I don't really remember too much of Echo.
Which, let's be honest, is the highlight of the show
to be fair, he pops up. It's like a striker in football. You can do nothing for 89 minutes, but if you pop up and score the winning goal, doesn't matter. And Echo May would have done that.
Echo,
Dick. So I thought I thought it was paced pretty well. I thought it started off okay. It ended well with the Bad Batch realizing that they can't just fight their way out of it. My only issue is, again... You know, they're like, the girl stays with us. Okay, fine. I'm assuming then this is going to cross over into the next episode and they're going to have to... But no, it was all kind of neatly tied up in one episode. So my problem is sometimes things happen too fast. So I understand what you're saying about events in the episode dragging, because I hear what you mean. My big issue is the overall story of the episodes can sometimes feel like they're over too quickly. Like this one, they could have, you know, have the Erlins be a threat, cause a problem to the batch, Bad Batch, and then next episode, you know, Omega's still with the Pikes, and then, you know, they obviously going to get it back, but have it go over two episodes. So otherwise it does just feel a bit quick, which again, this feels like nitpicking, but because I know we've only got three episodes left, and now I'm thinking, where do we go from here? Because we haven't touched on a lot of the things we thought we were going to, and I know we've got another season coming, but I just wonder where we're going to go for the final three episodes.
Well, the more that time goes on, the more I'm thinking, yeah, this is kind of like Clone Wars. And it's not... We're used to Clone Wars Season 7 right now and kind of just before that. And a lot's happening during that time. A lot to do with the Jedi, a lot to do with, let's say, the mainstream Star Wars story. Bad Batch doesn't seem to be like that. It's a lot more on the kind of... It's almost on the outskirts of it, and you get a wee bit of political commentary with it, you know, where the Republic is, or sorry, the Empire is
better.
And I think that's actually when the show comes into its strength. That's the best bit of the show. I would say that though, because that is my favorite bit of the show. So
I think
take
you're
that
right
with,
as well, though.
Yeah,
it separates it from Rebels and Clone Wars in that sense. I know Clone Wars obviously had it was a lot of it was spent in the Senate, but we were building up to Episode 3 in that. Whereas Rebels was more about the formation of the rebellion and rebel cells. This does feel like, you know, it's setting up an era we haven't seen, like post Republic, the New Empire. So I think you're right. I agree. This season has been at its best or more interesting when it's, you know, when it's setting up what's to come. But when I say that, I mean the next 19 years of what's to come.
Well, it can feel a wee bit like it's on the periphery. Like it's, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like The Mandalorian is kind of designed to be like that. It just so happens that it's huge and that seems to be the main thing at the moment. That's to do with quality, though. Canonically, it certainly is that. Right. And Bad Batch, I think some people's expectations are probably like, oh, yeah, this is Clone Wars Mark II. And I suppose we were kind of in that camp, but also we were aware of, but we were also aware there's probably not going to be any Jedi. There's probably not going to be this, and that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what else could it be? It feels like I'm mostly interested in the state of the galaxy.
Same.
And I'll be honest, when we get like little stories like this, yes, I did for the most part enjoy it. You do kind of look back and go, well, that doesn't seem that important. Not everything has to be important though. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm struggling here, right? Because this is enjoyable. It is a good kids show. It is, I think, probably the strongest debut season to a Star Wars animated show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe my expectations were somewhere else. And when I get episodes like today, I enjoy it. It's fun. There's amazing parts to it. The quality is brilliant.
Yep.
But it feels like, oh, okay, is that it? So, a little bit. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe my expectations really were in the wrong place. Because don't get me wrong, I am enjoying this. I don't want to come across like a negative Nelly, but...
But we pride ourselves on having that realistic view. We try to, and the helicopter view, if you will. And this is probably the first episode for me, and this is something I've rattled on about every single episode for the last 12 recaps, but I think this is the first episode for me, despite how much I enjoyed it, but it doesn't set anything up. Like, it doesn't end on anything tantalising. At the end, Sid and the lads go for a bevy, basically. They all go for a pint, basically. Roland's had a horn cut off. But whoop-de-doo, we've only just met Roland. He's a bad dude. And they got some spice back. So, but they've got Omega. They're all together. Sid's got a parlour back. It's, you know, there is nothing to set up next week, which isn't inherently an issue because we've only got three episodes left. But at the same time, we only have three episodes left. So where are we going?
Right.
So I know what you mean. When we look back really, at the season, go on.
No, I'm going to say the exact same thing. It really does feel like there's no urgency. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. And
I think so.
Now you're saying there's only a few episodes left. This is kind of true.
This is what I'd expect from the first half of the season, this episode. And I'm not going to dismiss it by saying, oh, it's filler. It shouldn't be at the end. No, not at all. I think we've been building up our momentum. And to be fair, though, Rebels did that as well sometimes, like the flying droid with the space butterflies. Every now and then, right when things are heating up, there'd be an episode which would just cool the brakes a bit and then they'd go at it. I was just thinking, I wonder at the end of the season when we look back and do a, you know, hopefully probably maybe do a full season one recap.
Oh yeah.
Are we going to look back and think, right, we could have made that 12 episodes. I'm so excited to see if they stick the landing, will it make it all worthwhile? Not that it isn't worthwhile, but you know, there's this episode and there's one more we mentioned like 2 or 3 weeks ago now where we said, look, this was good, but you know, this is the first one which kind of borders on, you know, probably could take that out and it's fine. So, but that all that being said, though, yeah, I did like it. We got to see Bolo and Ketch, the Weequay and the Ithorium, stealing Ruby. Ruby's a cute little pet. I fancy one of those. And we saw Biff as well, one of the figurine Dans, Biff in the bar as well. So that was a cool throw forward to A New Hope.
Yeah, no, all throw forward. I like it. Ooh, and it's true. Yeah, it's good. It's just that we did kind of summarize the episode in a few sentences.
Yes, there is that.
That's it. That's there it. Is that. We've summarized it in a few sentences. We're now looking for extra details. Yes, it's cool. And I'm going to say the stuff I usually say, or I was saying at the beginning of the episode, I love the cityscape. I love the little Star Wars-y alleys. I love all the Star Wars isms. I'm going to love that. But when you're invested in a show that is 16 episodes long, you know, this week just felt like, all right, yeah, it's all right. I liked it. It was okay.
I hear that.
And like you said, maybe that belongs at the beginning of the season. Maybe I'm wrong. And I'm trying to always keep in my mind, this is a show ultimately more for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has been consistently, well, for us anyway, I don't know about everybody else, but it has been consistently pretty good, to be fair. So to get an episode now, had we been struggling and think, oh God, this is awful. And then we get to episode 13 and we get this episode, I think we'd be like, oh, right, I'm checking out almost, but where everything's been, you know, there's been highs and there's been, you know, there's been pretty good episodes. I think, you know, having one or two which slows things down or feel a bit more removed from the overall storyline is fine. It's acceptable. As if I'm the it's acceptable. Is now I just wonder where we're going next. Are we going to? A lot of people, us included, as well, have assumed we're going to go back to Kamino at the end of the season for a big fight or something. Maybe they're saving that for the end of season two or three, who knows?
Right.
And maybe this season's going to be more of a low-key ending. I don't know.
Slow burner. Yeah.
A fizzle.
I'm starting to feel like you could be right there, mate. I'm starting to think, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. And not every season needs to pack like a massive punch at the end. And, you know, it doesn't always need to be that. And sometimes as fans, we have crazy expectations because that is the world we live in. We have so much competing for our attention, but that's not always, that doesn't always equal quality. But I think I feel like we're actually being pretty fair here, mate boy. I do feel like this episode was pretty enjoyable, but you know, it just felt, dare I say, it felt a bit random.
We're not dismissing it at all. No. And it did, like I said, it didn't really set anything up. It didn't really progress the story, other than the fact that, you know, Sid's parlor can be taken over. That's about it. And under Old Mandel, there are some Earlings. So the world build, you know me, Mr. Lamore, Mr. Cannon, the world building was great. Like you said, the cityscapes are beautiful. I love the opening shot of the ship as it's approaching Old Mandel. That just looks so Macquarie, that cityscape and that. So again, they're killing it with animation, the score as well, the kind of boys of the score. Everything about it's great. It's the only thing for me that was slightly lacking, and I say that in the best way possible, was just that the end product of where do we go here, or what was the what can I take from this episode other than, you know, that was pretty cool and atmospheric. So
in the grand scheme
of things, it exists within the first season, but it doesn't stand out.
This show looks gorgeous for the most part. Like 90% of the time, this show looks absolutely fantastic. That Clone Wars art style is brilliant. Seeing the planets and just seeing the designs and whatnot, the landscapes, I think it, for the most part, really packs a punch. That's definitely one of the takeaways from actually this episode, mate. Like I said, that the use of light, just something very simple in that cave, and also the sound too of things like dropping down deep into that cave, into that mine. It's really well done for a cartoon. This is really impressive stuff. This is cool stuff. Yep. So again, really the criticisms are at the larger series. So yes. and story. Matty boy, out of 10, if you're happy to get to this part, because I think we've touched base on most of the stuff, right?
I think we're stretching out what we can for the episode. It was decent. It was good. I'm going to give this one a solid 6. So to me, average is 6. This was a 5. Sorry, this is above average. It's fine. So 6 out of 10 for me. What say you?
I'm going to give it a 5.5, mate.
5.5. That's fair.
Yeah, which is, again, that's face value. That can seem super negative. It is just above average. That's how I feel about this episode. So, yeah, there we go, Matty boy.
6 and a 5.5. So there we go. We'd love to hear what all of you think about the episode. Did you like this episode? Did you find more from it than we did, maybe? Did you think it was rubbish? Did you think it was filler? Or did you, like us, think that was a good addition to the story, even if it didn't add anything to it, potentially? So let us know across all the socials. Just search Star Wars Sessions and you'll find us there. Or go to starwarssessions.co.uk and you'll find everything there. So
for the make hashtag chop Sid's arm off happen tweet.
Yes. Say it again louder for the people at the back.
Yeah. The make hashtag chop Sid's arm off happen. So...
yep, so get on that tonight. If you don't, we'll come and chop your arms off. So yeah. We'll be back again next week for the 14th installment of the Bad Batch Recap. Oh. We certainly hope you enjoyed this, but until next week from me, see ya. And from Lukey Boy,
may the Force be with you always.
Roland!
Oh, chops his arm off.
Tick, 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 tick.